Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Singapore's property market has been rebounding strongly, with home prices hitting new highs into the first quarter of this year. This despite COVID-19 casting a shadow over the broader economy. However, home ownership and mortgage servicing remain significant concerns among young Singaporeans. OCBC's Financial Wellness Index 2020 found 55% of millennials worried about not being able to afford a house for their own stay. And 4 in 10, or about 38% of that age group, which is 21 years old to 39 years old, who already have mortgages, have difficulty paying their loans on time. Today we're joined by David Bay, and he's co-founder and chief executive officer at Mortgage Master, to find out what prospective homeowners should consider when financing their property. David, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So David, let's start off by talking about taking a home loan for your property purchase. I mean, it seems like a default process, but sometimes it shouldn't be. Talk us through that. And when is it not a good idea to take up that mortgage?
People find a home before they find a loan. However, this should not be the case. It should always be loan eligibility first. So you always find the loan before you find the home. So you know that you definitely can afford your house you're buying. To get that answer, you actually just need to answer three quite simple questions on financing. And when you can answer these questions positively, that's where you know it's a good idea to buy the property. And if you cannot answer these questions positively, I guess that's where you should not even buy a property or you should buy a cheaper property.
So what are the questions, David?
Okay, so the first question is, of course, how much loan you can borrow. So based on MAS providing the new framework in 2012, where you use TDSR for private properties, a total debt servicing ratio, and mortgage servicing ratio, MSR for HDB properties, a person can determine the maximum amount available to loan. So that's the first question. The second question is, if you really know how much you can borrow, then you have to determine whether you have the down payments in cash and CPF, or for the down payment, of course, for stamp duties. So even after, you know, you may get a high salary today, but you may not have saved enough money yet to buy the dream home that you want, right? So that's the second question. Only if you have the home eligibility settled, the loan eligibility settled, as well as the down payment settled, then you go to the third question, which most people think is the least important, but actually, in my opinion, is the most important. So, you see, on paper, once you answer the first two questions, you definitely can buy a home. But the third question is whether you are comfortable. The main word is comfortable with the monthly installments. So, for example, you can buy your dream home. You can take your maximum loan and you have wipe out all your savings to buy the most expensive home you can find. But if you're not comfortable with the monthly installments, because, you know, everyone has different wants and preferences of how to live your life, right? Some people are about experiences. Some people are about saving more money, giving more to parents. Some people are about buying cars. So, you know, at the end of the day, the monthly installments, you must be comfortable with that. And if you're not comfortable with that, please buy a smaller home. Take a lesser loan.
Yeah. I think that's a really important point that you've made there. But I'm just curious, David, how has the pandemic changed the way that homeowners are financing their repayments and perhaps looking at loans? You know, you mentioned everybody has a different type of lifestyle. And I think perhaps some of those priorities have perhaps changed on the back of what's been happening with the pandemic.
Well, you're exactly right. So since the pandemic, actually at Mortgage Master, where we see many customers every month, every day, we actually see the trend towards more conservative. People are being more conservative. They're willing to downpay more and leverage less, take less loan for the house, meaning that at the end of the day, they buy a cheaper house. We have always advised people not to wipe out their CPF as well. So at Mortgage Master, if you come through, we will actually say, hey, perhaps you want to keep 12 to 24 months installments as a backup in your CPF or emergencies. Where cash flow becomes unreliable due to maybe a loss of job, this backup 12 months installment in your CPF can actually allow you the time to get back on your feet or even downgrade to a smaller home, but you know, without the urgency to sell at a lousy price because of the emergency. So people are more conservative, and we advise people to be a little bit more conservative as well, to keep more buffers. Because the pandemic is here, we don't know how the global economy will play out. We don't know how jobs will maintain, cash flow will maintain at the same time.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's really important in the current environment to keep an eye on your spending, be more conservative, and watch those pennies. And I understand that Mortgage Master has also helped homeowners in Singapore save more than, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's about $100 million in home loan repayments throughout the pandemic. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Okay, so during the pandemic, we are kind of advisors to home loans, and the government actually very quickly allowed what they call deferred mortgage payments, starting, I believe, in April or May last year. That's where we actually had a huge inflow of clients asking us, what is this? How do you apply for it? Is it even beneficial for them? The truth is, it is beneficial if you have cash flow problems. But at the end of the day, if you do not have cash flow problems and you apply for it, you end up paying more interest. So, you know, it's our job at Mortgage Master to explain what is everything that's a pros and cons, right? So to explain the good points, the bad points. And by doing so, actually, we help people make the correct choices. And at the same time, just for a fact, we are growing. So last year alone, we advised around $4 billion in the whole year worth of home loans. And just by telling them to refinance, to get them to a better home loan package.
We're speaking with David Bay, co-founder and chief executive officer at Mortgage Master. So David, can you tell us, is there a difference between a home loan and a mortgage then?
Wow, so that's actually a very technical question. So, you know, the game Monopoly makes people have a bad impression on the word mortgage, right? Because it's a bad thing when you have to pay on the game. But in Singapore, it's actually a good thing because in all kinds of loans available, car loan, personal loans, stuff like that, mortgages are actually the lowest interest rates in the whole finance industry. But there's actually a difference between the term mortgage as well as home loan. So mortgage refers to any type of loan where a property is being used as a collateral. For example, if you have a fully paid property and you want to take money out to maybe fund an education for your children, that would be a reverse mortgage or a remortgage, a term loan. It's all the same things. But when you talk about home loan itself, home loan is only defined as when you take a loan to buy a residential property, and that's what a home loan is specifically defined as. So the main difference is this, and in Singapore, only when you have a home loan, then you can use CPF to pay the monthly installments. Any other kind of mortgages other than a home loan, you have to use pure cash. You can't touch your CPF to pay.
So talk to us about what are some of the common mistakes. You mentioned that you're helping home loaners to save money in terms of the mortgage rates that they're on. What are some of the common mistakes that first-time home buyers make, and how can they avoid them?
Okay, so one of the first mistakes, one of the mistakes people do make, as I mentioned earlier, is to stretch their finances too thin, searching for their dream home. So the dream home may become a nightmare because your finances are just stretched too thin. People shouldn't buy your dream home and then live life very in a very hard way because you need to scrimp and save on everything, right, to make the monthly installments. So I believe, you know, to be happy, you have to make sure you buy a home that you can afford. And that's where happiness really, really comes through because you're not financially struggling. The second thing that people make mistakes on is to find an interest rate or have clauses in their mortgage, in their loan, which they do not understand or they do not take into consideration for what they want. An example would be, well, some people actually do earn pretty decent incomes and save a significant amount of money a year. And if you want to pay down your home loan to make your loan lesser every year when you get a bonus, perhaps, you can actually add a clause into your contract. But if you did not know better, you wouldn't ask for that clause to be added in or search for a loan with that clause. And that's where the mistakes are made, when people do not understand everything that you can get in the mortgage and they just sign up with whatever the banker recommends without understanding what exactly they are signing up for.
Wonderful. Well, David, thank you so much for sharing all your insights with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with David Bay, co-founder and chief executive officer at Mortgage Master.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.